51. A Battle Amid the Gods. Modo did what he had been trained to do. Without hesitation, he dropped to the floor in the middle of his enemies, yanked the rifle from one soldier and knocked him out with the butt end, then broke the gun over the head of another soldier. He threw the pieces at Miss Akandotir, striking the aimed pistol out of her hand. Octavia took care of the third soldier and then grabbed Dr. Hyde and held her sabre to his throat. Modo's mother fell to the floor. He was face to face with Miss Hackandottir.
"Modo," she said, "how I have longed for this."
She swung her metal fist at him, but he deflected the blow and she knocked the head off a statue of Zeus.
"That's a Polykleitos,"
the man with glasses shouted. Modo had lost his balance, and Miss Hackandottir now delivered a kick to his midsection, sending him tumbling into another statue. She drew her sabre. All he had was his knife. In desperation, he threw it and watched it speed end over end towards her heart, but with her metal hand she batted it aside.
"This time I'll take more than your finger," she said. "I'm not leaving without your head." "Give it your best shot," he said.
As she swung, he lifted a broken arm from a statue and parried the blow. He was surprised at how fearless he felt. She lunged to stab his stomach, and he knocked the blade aside, driving it into the wall. It stuck there, and as she tried to pull it out, he smashed the saber with the arm of the statue, breaking the blade. She smacked him in the head with her metal fist, and he staggered, swinging blindly. Catching his fist with her metal hand, she squeezed, crushing his bones together. She gritted her teeth as she brought him to his knees. Octavia ran towards them, saber raised to slash her, but with amazing speed his enemy knocked Octavia aside with her other arm.
"This is for destroying my ship."
She tightened her grip. Modo let out a yell. He tried to get up, to push back against her, but the pain was unbearable. Then he saw his mother lying on the floor behind Miss Hackandottir. She was coming too, fear in her eyes. His heart caught in his throat, and he gathered every last ounce of strength and got to his feet despite his crushed hand. Miss Hackandottir refused to let go, so he swung his arm with all his might, slamming her into the wall. She still wouldn't let go, perhaps couldn't. Her hand seemed to be locked. He swung her again and again, smashing over statues. Dr. Hyde was shouting, "Leave her be!" Modo swung her a third time, and she flew through the air, screaming obscenities. Her metal hand was still attached to him, her blood dripping from it. He pried at the fingers until they loosened and the hand fell off, not daring to look at his own throbbing, mangled fist. Miss Hackandottir shrieked,
"Damn you!"
and tried to stand, but couldn't. Dr. Hyde ran and wrapped her stub with a piece of cloth torn from his shirt. Octavia had grabbed a pistol from a fallen soldier.
"No one move," she commanded, sweeping the room with it.
Everyone was still, silent. Then the man with the glasses fled. She fired two rounds, missing him by inches. Then he was out the door and gone.